Good morning. My guest this morning is Simon Factor from the Chroma Gallery. No, wait a minute. Not from the Chroma Gallery, right?
It's Chroma Gallery and Santa Rosa Art Center. We are converting Chroma Gallery to Santa Rosa Art Center because it has been for many years the de facto art center for Santa Rosa.
Right.
And it is just time to move on, to like bring other people in, to get the community involved.
And it's right down on South A Street.
South A Street, in the center of the SOFA, south of A Street.
South of A Street.
The unknown little arts district in Santa Rosa, which is getting known more and more.
Oh, which will get known way more, I'm sure, in the next few weeks. In 2018, the Chroma Gallery will transition into the Santa Rosa Art Center. So how will that actually physically work?
It is physically, I would say it is not physically changing that much, except for we are bringing in a lot more people. We have an advisory board, which meets every 2 weeks, of artists from Santa Rosa and Sonoma County communities. And we have educational programs. We have lectures. We've had recently, Margot Perrin gave a workshop on writing for several people who wrote about the fires. And then there was a reading subsequently of those people's writings. Next up in July, in connection with our current show, which is called Landscape and Memories, we're going to be having an art show that is going to be in association with Sonoma State University, with the Anthropology Department of Sonoma State University. Our neighborhood, the South of A neighborhood, before 101 was built, was an Italian neighborhood. It was a lower and middle class neighborhood. And Caltrans made diagrams, came in the 40s, took photographs, maps. These were discovered by a student at Sonoma State. And so we're having a show for 2 weeks in July in the middle of the gallery of these photographs of our neighborhood previous to the freeway being built. And this is also in association with the museums of Sonoma County, who are having a show called Lost Santa Rosa. And we are going to be having a reception, and we're going to be having neighbors who are in the neighborhood right now, and people who lived in that neighborhood 40, 50 years ago, who are going to be coming and coming to this reception. The Italian Village.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a great idea.
That show runs from July 13th through July 27th. And the reception is going to be on the 22nd of July. And on the 21st of July, the day before that, we're having a special backyard concert with Batacha. This is a benefit for Santa Rosa Arts Center. And Batacha is the premier Latin and Afro-Cuban group in Sonoma County. That'll be from 3 to 6 p.m. Now, KRCB was having backyard concerts in 15 and 16, and this is sort of continuing the program.
Right. Well, you're making a great start, I must say. Simon, thank you very much for coming in, and boy, thank you again and again and again for bringing this wonderful artwork in itself to Sonoma County, to Santa Rosa. Let's tell people that this is the new Santa Rosa Art Center. It's 312 South A Street in Santa Rosa. For information on the telephone, 707-293-6051.
Online it is santarosaartcenter.org.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.